The Apocalypse Watch by Robert Ludlum. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. To any sane person, there has always been an unfathomable mystery about the systematic evil the Nazi regime perpetrated. Like a moral black hole, it seems to defy the laws of nature while being part of that nature. David Anson, Newsweek, December 20, 1993. Prologue. The Alpine Pass, high in the Austrian Hausruck, was swept by the winter snow and assaulted by the cold north winds, while far below a valley sprouted crocuses and the jonquils of early spring. This particular pass was neither a border checkpoint nor a transfer post from one part of the mountain range to another. In fact, it was not on any map issued for public scrutiny. There was a thick, sturdy bridge, barely wide enough for a single vehicle, that spanned a 70-foot gorge several hundred feet above a rushing offshoot of the Salzach River. Once crossed, and passing through a tree-notched maze, there was a hidden road cut out of the mountain forest, a steep, twisting road that descended well over 7,000 feet to the isolated valley where the crocuses and the jonquils grew. The much warmer flatland was dotted with green fields and greener trees, and a complex of small buildings, the roofs camouflaged by slashing diagonals of painted earth colors, undetectable from the skies, merely a part of the mountainous terrain. It was the headquarters of Die Bruderschaft der Wacht, the Brotherhood of the Watch.